What's up, neighbors? It's your girl Petty Next Door, and I'm back with another episode of my Petty Podcast. And I have a guest this week. Welcome, Taster Coffee.
I'm not a guest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've been here before.
I'm not a guest.
Yeah, I forgot. Well, this is your first appearance this season.
Oh, all right.
So,
yeah.
For the people who aren't familiar.
Yeah. You be needing the views.
That all right. I get them without you. Definitely get them without
okay.
you. So, for the people who are new here and don't really know you, he's Taster Coffee, gamer nerd, art nerd.
I think gamer nerd sounds more.
Okay.
That's more.
It is more.
Like, yeah.
It is. Okay. Well, you're here. You're here to chat with me. Let me just say this. So, today's discussion topic, I think it's going to ruffle some feathers. But, I mean, the topic, I don't think y'all are going to be happy about it. Well, I don't think the women are going to be happy about it, but it's okay. So yeah, let's get into that. So lately on Instagram, I've been seeing a lot of things that have just been very triggering, in a sense that I've been seeing a lot of posts and saying out loud, like audibly, why did you post this? So for this week, I'm deeming myself the female Kevin Samuels. Is that okay with you?
I mean, you got a glass. You got glasses and your blazer on.
I could put some on. I mean,
you gotta play the part if you're going.
I have
you know,
a Barney suit right
and
now.
You have to call women fat.
Well, I'm
and
not
ask
gonna
ask them their dress size.
I'm not gonna do that. But I'm going to be an Instagram image consultant tonight.
Okay.
That's what today's gonna be. Okay. Because the content I've been seeing is just like, why are we posting the things that we're posting, guys? Like, I really can't. So. I have a list. I have a list of shit I've been seeing. That
not
if
you being angry.
That if you are guilty of any of these, just take it down. Just take it down. Like, I know it's not that serious. It's just Instagram, but at the same time, you know, just take it down.
See, but
go ahead.
People don't. People have Instagrams for different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, you know what I mean? And they're going to post what they want to post.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds like a shock to you,
mm-hmm.
but like, you know what I mean? If it's not your Instagram,
but it's my podcast, so I'm going to talk my shit.
Oh, I'm not
duh.
Saying not to speak your piece. I'm saying to unfollow those people who be uploading trash posts.
Nonsense. I mean, I do. I'm real unfollow happy.
Like,
you be seeing it. I'll be like, what is this? And I will just get rid of them. Or mute them. I am a big muter. I have like 60 people muted just because I can't stand this.
Oh, I got everybody staying muted.
No, not stories. Like, actual posts. Like, I don't even want to see you on my TL because everything you post is like, why did
no,
you post
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no. That, I get that too sometimes. But if I don't want to see your posts, I'm just going to unfollow. To be honest.
You don't unfollow anyone.
I have like 3 followers.
Yeah,
you
follow all of them. You follow everybody back.
Okay.
That's one of the things that be it don't be pissing me off, but I just be like, why you follow more people than people that follow you?
I don't do that.
I know.
Oh.
I'm saying like
oh,
that's
like
just
the ratio?
Yeah, like I don't know why I feel like it's just fan behavior.
Oh, like groupie.
Mm-hmm.
Groupie activity. I don't know. I don't really, I don't think that matters that much.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I don't, but I can understand why people do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think people kind of do that thing to look cool. Like,
no,
you know what I mean?
Following more people than follow you.
Oh, following more people.
Yeah, like,
oh, but I think, yeah,
at
I know what you're, yeah, 500,
and
whole
you
time,
follow
like 1500.
Like, that is some
yeah.
old lady shit. Like, 40-year-old moms do that, and they be following 60 food pages and Rachel Ray and just people who don't know who they are. Like, those are the kind of people that
no,
do stuff like that.
I think those people know exactly who they are. They're the people that are into a bunch of shit. Granted, unless it's like, I kind of see what you're saying though, because people like that will just be following like every celebrity.
Why are you doing that?
Every celebrity is like, bro, you don't know this person. So like, in that sense, it's like I get what you're talking about. But if it's people that I know, it's like, you know, I'll follow you back. But if your posts are shit, then I'm can't beat it.
Right.
I guess.
I don't know. Clearly, I take Instagram too
seriously. Yeah. Until you get that blue check, relax.
You're irrelevant, right?
Yeah, relax.
Okay, so I'm irrelevant, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, like, you're not irrelevant, but, like, you know, you're relevant to...
But I'm not relevant enough to feel any type of way or say anything.
You can feel however you want to feel. Mm-hmm. I don't think your opinion
matters.
Because people are going to do what they want at the end of the day.
So we should just wrap this up then.
No, this is still your platform. Of course not, silly.
I'm trolling you. Another thing that I cannot stand is like when people delete all their posts but be active still. Like
they lurking. They tweet watching.
Yeah, neighborhood watch. Why are you doing that? It's giving mall security. Just
made a mall cop.
Yeah. Okay. Just yeah, yeah, like very low budget policing. Just take the whole page down. Take the whole page down. Because if you're just
incognito tag.
In the just incognito accounts. At that point, just delete the whole thing.
The thing, it's so interesting because people will not want you to know like anything about what's going on in their life.
But they're
life.
Watching everything that you do.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You're not posting any stories. You're not posting any posts or pictures or anything
like
granted, that.
I don't give a. I don't care anyway.
Yeah,
I don't care anyway. Fuck about your life. But like, you know, I don't care enough to also hide myself and then see what everybody else has going on.
Exactly. It's giving neighborhood.
If you're not going to post, at least have posts. And like, you know what I mean?
Because what's the point in it? I don't understand why people take all of the pictures down. Like, you've done that before. So what is the purpose?
A direct shot. So but the thing with me is like when I take my posts down, I'm not watching anybody's story. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what that's like me taking like my break from Instagram though.
But so that's the thing. If you're taking like a break, what is taking your pictures down? How is it assisting your break? If you're taking a break, then you're just getting off the app. So your pictures being up wouldn't really matter.
I mean, I guess not. But maybe it's a taste your coffee thing.
Well, if somebody explain to me what the fuck the point is in deleting everything.
I don't want to be seen.
Then stop watching people's stories, because now I'm seeing you.
No, I'm not.
I'm saying in general. Oh, like, if somebody was to say, like, oh, I don't want to be seen. Okay, well, then why am I seeing you in my story views? But I don't. I can't even see you.
This is me saying this, though.
Yes, I know that. I'm speaking to the audience when I say this. All right. Like, it's like.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's like, then it just seems like.
Yeah, you can't say that you don't want to be seen, but I'm seeing you. Like, I see you.
So that's just like my take on it though. It's like I don't want to be seen, but I'm also not like, you know.
You're not checking for nobody else.
Yeah, like, I'm not checking. Looking. Yeah. It's like, you know. It's not like I have a burner account, like, you know, definitely not Taster Coffee. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Taster
Coffee
point
two.
Yeah. Taster Coffee V2
has watched your story. Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't understand it. Now for a second, let's talk about these pictures, because that's what I really, image consulting, so that's literally what I'm doing. I am your Instagram image consultant, and so I want to talk to you guys about those pictures, right? If we're going to post several pictures, you know you can post, you know, more than one now, right?
Yeah,
we love
like,
that update.
I think it's like 10.
Yeah, you can post like 10, right? Okay. Love that update. First of all, you don't need to post 10.
I'm going to post 10 if I have, like, artwork or something. Or
okay,
like,
yeah, I'm like, talking about like people posting like a selfie, like picture.
Oh,
we don't need 10 of those. We don't. I think like max like 3-4.
Okay.
But if you are gonna post multiples, let's make it an unspoken spoken rule to post your best one as the headliner and then scatter the rest if need be. But I'm sick of seeing the middest photo be the headlining photo and then the best one be dead last. You haven't caught my attention.
Maybe the trash. I don't want to say the most trash, but like,
it'd be the one that should have just been like
the one that didn't hit.
Yeah, it should have just been like, I'm gonna throw this in there. It was a throw this in there kind of picture, and you put it first. Didn't nobody want to see that first?
The first picture don't hit. I'm
first picture night. I'm scroll immediately. I'm scrolling past expeditiously. I'm getting out of there.
Catch my attention.
I don't want to see the rest of the content. Like, you didn't even try.
People really be posting 10 though, and it's just like, yo, how did you catch my attention?
The dumps are okay. Like, if you're like, you're going on vacation and then you just post a bunch of like videos and pictures. Okay, that's cool.
People do that too, but it's like I don't know. So you really found 10 things that
you found 10 pictures you wanted to put up. You took that many pictures. Yeah. Did you have 10 that you wanted to hit the gram? Which I think that there's a piggyback right there.
I'm gonna just post my one photo and y'all going.
Yeah, one, two.
Never even two.
No, I'm saying I'm good for posting two. I'll just post two and call it. I don't need to post that many, but I don't be wanting to post that many. I just be like, let me get my best two, and then I'm good.
Everybody's different though. Yeah. Maybe people think they look
that people
good.
Think
yeah, maybe they think they look that good that they need to post more than one.
All eight pictures that they
took. Yeah, and trash fits.
I'm here to tell you now, they don't all hit. I'm telling you right now, they don't all hit. And not for nothing, some of these posts, those can be posted on the story. I think we need to know the difference between a story photo and a feed photo.
Interesting.
Like, your heavily filtered, like, the Just Baby filter, like, where you look nothing like yourself.
Just Baby?
That filter, where it's, like, completely airbrushed.
Oh, okay.
And it's, like...
Right.
Lips are different, eyes are different. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Instagram is just a highlight reel. So here's the thing with that. The people that are going to post their 6, 7, 8 photos, like, you know what I mean? And those were the best photos that they could possibly get. Mm-hmm. Continue to do you.
He's trying to make y'all feel good about yourselves. When realistically, outside of this podcast, this man has nothing positive to say about anyone. So stop it right now. You be talking shit just like me. Wow. We be talking shit together. Wow. You want to come up in here talking about something? Oh, people do what they want to do. People do what makes them happy. People push what they want to push. You don't talk like that.
I do talk like that.
No, you don't.
Don't listen to her, everybody.
He talks like that.
Turn this podcast off right now.
You think a nigga... Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to get you with this one.
Yeah, all right.
You know, so now a nigga who be hat fishing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he going to put his hat fishing pictures last and his bald headed pictures first?
I think.
Or is he going to put the hat picture first? And if he's going to post the bald headed,
he's not going to.
He's probably not going to because that's not how he wants to market himself.
He's
going to
live in that hat.
He does exactly. He doesn't want to represent himself as somebody who has a bad hairline. So he's not going to post it. But if he did, would he put that as the first photo? In the mix of pictures with his hat photos, where he knows he looks significantly better.
No, of course not.
Exactly. So why are we posting blurry pictures as the first picture, and then you post a bomb-ass picture as the last one? It just doesn't make sense. That's all I'm getting at.
I don't have an argument.
Because you can't, because I'm right.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, literally everything that comes out of my mouth is accurate and correct. It's biblical. Like, I'm a prophet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Petty next prophet.
Prophet next door. That is me.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Don't take anything I say seriously, guys. I think you guys should know by now that I literally just run my mouth and suffer no consequences.
Stupid.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's just be conscious about the order in which you're posting these pictures.
It's not important enough.
And
not important enough.
If it's not important enough, you wouldn't post.
If
you don't care about Instagram, you won't post at all.
That's kind of not true because people have different things they post for. So, I do care about Instagram. However,
you care.
I
tell me more.
I mean, I'm going to. However, I don't care about Instagram enough.
Okay. All right. So, yeah.
To post more than one photo when I do post.
Yeah, you do keep it brief. And I appreciate that. Yeah. It's, yeah, you keep it short, you keep it short and sweet. You post your picture and you go. I support it. I support it. I mean, I am a similar poster. I post one or two, get it out the way, and then
you acted,
I'm gone for a couple months.
You don't be gone. You be active.
Nigga, I haven't posted in months.
months.
I haven't posted in months.
Okay. You haven't gone December. Anywhere. You haven't gone anywhere.
So?
Okay.
But yeah, that's really all I wanted to address in that.
You think people are gonna listen to this bullshit?
I mean, they're gonna listen. Are they gonna act on it? Probably not. Okay. I'm sure people are listening.
Okay. They gonna
do turn. They give a fuck? Are they going exactly. to change how they post? They no, hear. They're probably not. But I'm just saying it because this is a fucking podcast.
Okay.
Like I'm not, no, you know.
Yes, I'm right here.
This isn't a college course. Like, you don't have to apply anything that I'm saying to your real life or anything like that.
Okay.
Not college course. Therapy session. Because things you hear in therapy sessions probably apply to your real life. Nothing you learn in college you will apply to your real life. Ooh, unless you are a doctor
or a scientist. True.
I ain't applied shit I learned in school to my real life.
And Sally Mae finessed your ass.
I didn't have Sally Mae. Okay. Last thing I just wanted to address. If you have OD followers, take your page off private. It's stupid. It's counterproductive. If you have 50K, why 50,000 are already seeing your fucking page. Why is it private?
Niggas be running businesses and having private
business accounts. Like,
how am I supposed to see what I'm paying for if I, yeah, the page restricted.
It's how like, am I supposed to book the service when your page is private? I can't even see your contact info because it's not in your bio. Half you businesses don't even put the shit in your bio. It just be
Cash App.
Read highlights, yeah, and Cash App. Location, Cash App, not accepting DMs.
Yeah.
What the fuck? No, what do you want me to do? Your page is already private, so
I can't get in contact with you even if I wanted to.
Yeah, like
I can just send you money.
All I can do is send my deposit for the service that I don't even know how to book. Like, it's ridiculous. But if you have mad followers, it really doesn't make sense to make your page private. It's counterproductive because so many people are already seeing your page. Any 50,000 of those people, any one of them, can screenshot your shit and send it to the fucking shade room if need be. If the shade room or any of those gossip blogs are already following them. So why make a page private? It just doesn't make sense.
So how does that work if, you follow the page, right? You follow them,
mm-hmm.
but I don't because they're private.
Mm-hmm.
Would I still be able to see their page if you send me something, like through a DM?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Their page is private. It would say this user is private.
Oh.
You cannot see anything. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't see shit.
Go ahead, Instagram.
Right. They be. It's a fortress. It's a fucking.
Yeah.
They made Instagram.
A door closed.
Yeah. Instagram made it real hard to do anything anymore.
No,
yet scammers are getting a hold of niggas' accounts left and right. I don't understand. Is Instagram secure or not?
Well, here's the thing with that. Niggas be forgetting to put on the two-factor.
Yeah, you gotta turn on that. Yeah, turn that on. You gotta set your phone up with it and your email. You gotta set everything
protect
up.
Protect your Instagram like protect you do your iCloud.
Listen, protect your Instagram, people, because these Forex snakes.
Instagram gotta get with the times and get like Google. Gmail. Google security be
Google have you by the throat. Was this you? Logging in from
my laptop lag. That's in the room. Yes, it was.
Right, and it says the device and everything. Mac. It's a lot. But yeah, be careful out here, guys, because they snatching up your husband.
Alright, yeah. Hide your kids.
Hide your passwords. Hide your page, because they
Hacking everybody out here.
Hacking everybody out here. There you go. Good job. Teamwork makes the dream work. I love it. And that is all we have for you guys today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for joining me, Taster Coffee.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
What? Oh, my bad. Yeah, you can't even do it.
I can't. My mom does it very well. She like does it when she talks.
She does. Yeah. So ghetto. Is it? She be like, girl, I'm about to get me a new bag. Let me show you the bag I'm about to get. Girl.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah. Are you my mother? Yeah.
Aren't you mom? Of like 5. Why are you talking like that? That's ghetto.
But no, thank you for having me. Once again, it's always a pleasure coming down here and, you know, helping you.
Helping me? Yeah. I don't need help.
Okay. What? All right.
Do you think this is charity work?
I wouldn't call it that.
You think it's charity? Yeah. Oh, you helping me? Helping me do what? I'm an entrepreneur.
I'll be helping you, you know? Not get a coin. Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Well, we'll see how much coin this gets me, and we'll see if I really do need your help, absolutely. Which I don't think I do.
I mean, yeah, if you're a strong, independent Black woman.
I am strong and independent.
And that is all the time that we have today. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Taster Coffee. This was Petty Next Door's Petty Podcast. You like how I'm signing out for you?
Yeah, because I don't be knowing what to say.